This is The Youngblood Life. What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Hello. You don't seem too into it tonight.
Hi. How's it going?
Really?
Hi.
How's it going? So, how was your week?
Great. Yep.
You have a tickle in your throat?
Yeah.
Do you need some water?
Nope.
I can get you some water.
It's okay.
There's one right beside you.
It's all right.
There's like right there.
It's okay.
You can drink that water.
It's all right.
You can drink water. speaking of irritated, I believe you've had enough irritation for a weekend.
Yes, I have.
Why are you all grouchy now?
Because I'm saying I don't want water and...
You okay over there?
Yes.
You better?
Yes.
So the irritation this week, how bad was it?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Sure.
It topped the scale.
So like 3,000.
It toppled it over and over again.
So 1 to 10, you went to 3,000.
Yes.
Why?
Because my kids this weekend were total...
They were bad, what you're saying.
Rats.
You know, so...
Just two of them. Well, just two kids. Ethan and Logan, I'm calling them out.
They
freaking little brats this weekend. And yes, parents have the right to call their kids little brats. In fact, if I can say other words, I totally would. Because you know what? They were poop heads. And what's another word for poop? Not crap.
Crap is another word.
It is, but that's not
Caca
the one I'm
is another one.
Dookie.
Dookie is another
but
one.
I'm thinking of the really, really bad one. That's what they were. Little poop heads.
So it's very difficult for you.
And I'll be darned if they ever traveled to Snow Canyon again. Ever.
So basically, what you're telling me is we honestly, I have an opinion on this. But you're saying you don't want to do any traveling with our children.
Not anytime soon. Not I either. Don't. No. Those two little kids? No.
You do know.
No, I don't.
Both of them feed off of each other.
You know what? I know. And it irritates the crap out of me. And what's another word for crap? The word for poop head.
I think we've already established those adjectives.
Yes.
And synonyms and
yes.
But okay, so
just bringing it up even irritates me.
Well, I mean, but this is important.
So bad that they had 3 melatonin tonight just to get them to go to sleep. Little dookies.
You love your kids.
I love my kids to pieces.
Love them to death. Wouldn't trade them or give them
I
up for anything.
I would never ever trade them for the world, but man,
I think Friday
and Saturday and part of today.
So this past weekend we went to...
Visions of Sugar Plum did not dance in my head.
We went down to St. George, Utah for some rugby games. And so we took all the kids but Paris. Paris actually got to spend the weekend by herself.
Just one night.
Just one, well, yeah, one night. During that whole process, it wasn't too bad. It's only about, what, a 4.5-hour drive, basically.
Yes, but I wanted to overnight both of them back in a small little crammed box.
Here's what really happens between those two. They both feed off each other, but they're both, I think they're both starved for the attention of which one gets the most attention.
Yeah.
It is true. One of them does one thing, so they have to do, the other one has to outdo the other.
Yeah.
And so by trying to outdo each other, they end up causing parents to go insane.
I really wish this weekend I had some sort of...
I did offer for just you and I to
Prozac.
Go.
Prozac.
I did just... I'd offered for just you and I to go down.
Valium.
You know that, right?
Yes.
It could have been just us.
It could have been, but...
And I could have gone...
I would have been irritated with all the phone calls. Mom, he's bothering me. Well, Mom, he won't leave me alone. Mom, this is happening. Mom, they did this.
Separate subject.
Paris locked me in the bathroom.
At what point in our life with having kids will you feel comfortable going away where just you and I? Because that's really a hard one.
When they're out of the house.
So we have to wait basically 10 more years.
Until our kids stop acting like little punk heads.
Before we can go anywhere just you and
yes.
I.
Yes.
10 more years.
Probably.
That really
I
sucks.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That really sucks.
Why? She asked why.
Because why does it really suck? Or what's your question?
No. Why does it have to wait? Here's the question. Logan wanted to stay home, and here's what Paris says. I don't want him to stay home because all I'm going to hear is little baby whining.
Logan said, I do want to stay home.
Right, and then Paris freaked out. You know what's funny? No.
He wanted to stay home for the reason he wanted to spend the night at his friend's house.
But even if he didn't, Logan would have been completely fine because there would not have been anybody else here to bother him because Paris would have even been gone. But Paris threw a little baby fit about it. I don't want him staying here with me. He's such a brat. And what's funny is so is she.
They all, it's all a certain type of attention that they all want. Every kid needs attention. Every kid deserves attention, but they can't always get the same attention all the time. And it's kind of like Ethan with his over-affectionate stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all about to get that one last bit of attention that can be just his.
Yeah.
So, it's healthy but not healthy.
Right.
It can go to the extreme. When it gets to that extreme, which they push it to the extreme,
yeah.
It makes it hard and difficult to be a parent. You know, we're still parents. No, there's no changing the fact that we're parents and we always will be parents. But it's hard because you have to figure out what is healthy. Now, on the other side, what needs to be done is we need time away because, honestly, we go nuts.
Bonkers.
We need time away.
But the thing is, to do that, one kid will have to go here. Two kids will have to go there, and two kids can stay here.
That's
what... Because it's not... Well,
that can happen. That's easy to do.
Right. But then you got to find somebody that they want to stay with, because if people... never mind.
I think that's the hard part. I mean, I think, you know, you were all nervous to leave the house with Paris by herself.
Right.
Because, I mean, you have this irrational fear of if we died in a car wreck, you want all of us to die together, not just have one still alive.
Right.
So... But that didn't happen, and that's not going to happen. But the reality is, there needs to be time to get away. And the thing is, kids are going to be kids. They're going to be punks. They're going to treat each other like garbage. They're all going to be starved for the attention, trying to see who can outdo the other. Because that was very apparent.
Oh yeah.
I mean, in the car, at lunchtime, all this stuff. It's all apparent of who wants the attention more, and then they just keep feeding off each other.
Right.
That's normal. We know this. Doesn't mean we're not going to be crazy.
So darn irritating. Seriously.
Didn't mean to bring this up to irritate you, but this is...
Well, I know, but...
This past weekend, it showed...
was the most annoying weekend I have had in such a long time. Well, I did not enjoy it unless I was... I literally... That's why I got up off the blanket and walked over to Amy.
Okay.
I was like, I'm done. I'm just going to get up, I'm going to walk over here, and I'm going to talk to Amy and take photos over here. And that's actually where all the action was, so it worked out for my best, but...
Well, like, I know, I had, this weekend was nice, actually, and I enjoyed just sitting there on the blanket for a little bit with you, and I am, where I actually, I dozed off about a good 10, 20 minutes
while
waiting for the rugby games to start. So we went down for the rugby games mainly. And the rugby, it was a good rugby game. I mean, we won.
We slaughtered.
Yeah, well, slaughtered is another word you could use.
Or an understatement, because, I mean,
39-5.
They got one last score in, like, right at the last minute.
Well, I think, I know.
It was sad, because not a lot of their parents showed up.
Well, which is bad. I mean, there was a lot of people from up here that went down, but then you'd think that that's a home team down there, that they would have more
support.
Support, but I think part of that is the fact that they know who they were playing.
They were like,
let's just drop the kids off and go, because this is going to be one of those games. And I'm not saying that our team is the best, but they're pretty darn good.
But let me tell you about our team. Our team is number one in Utah and number two in the U.S.
Right.
So, I mean when you have... When you have a team from New York coming to play us.
Or Hawaii, last year.
And then last year, we had a team from Hawaii come to play us. And then they're also coming back this year to try to have revenge.
Well, then they could do it.
They could.
A lot of our seniors have graduated. So it is a possibility.
Right.
I mean, you don't toot your own horn. The reality is, we are a good team, but there's always somebody better.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Gonzaga beat us.
Gonzaga. So, no, but I mean, so as far as parenting this weekend, it was actually difficult because, you know, just you wanted to have some peace, you wanted to have some quiet, you wanted to have relax. Well, but here's the thing. When was the last time you and I actually just got away?
Never, ever.
Before all the kids were born.
Never.
Yeah, before the kids were born.
Yeah.
It was just you and I.
It's been 18 years.
So that needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like that one Airbnb that I found, that would be a very, really nice getaway.
Yeah.
And just for the weekend. I mean, I know it's a 4-hour drive to go to that place, but it'll be a good weekend just to get away and just be you and I.
Yep.
That needs to happen. We need to make that happen. That needs to happen this year.
Yeah.
Actually, I asked you the question, would you go camping? I actually wanted to think if that would just be you and me.
I will not go camping.
Well, I'm not really camping, go glamping. It's glamorous camping.
I would say at the Marriott or the Sheraton.
It's a super comfortable bed.
Or something like that, but I am not staying in a yurt.
Not a super nice big giant tent that has heat and everything?
No.
Really?
Yurts are... No.
It's not a yurt. I'm not talking about the yurt.
And nothing that has like a fabric walls.
Why?
Because that's just not me.
You've never done it though.
I have done it. Yes,
not
I
with
have.
Me.
No, and I hated every moment of it when I was younger too.
Well, see, maybe things have changed. Kind of like you tell your children you should try this. Oh, I didn't like it before. Well, maybe they try it now. Your taste buds have changed.
See, I really like really nice...
Maybe you had a bad experience with it.
Really nice, comfortable mattresses.
That can be done.
Really, like, warm indoors. I get up in the morning. I can actually go and use the bathroom and get a hot shower.
That can be
a... Not in a yurt.
I'm not talking about a yurt.
You
don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't want a tent or a yurt or nothing like that. And I don't want to have to walk out of my cabin to walk 100 feet to a shower and a bathroom.
That's no problem. That can happen too. I can accommodate every bit of this.
Unless you were talking about a hotel room.
It's not a hotel room.
Or an Airbnb.
It's an Airbnb.
Which is fine. Then I'm fine.
You
with
do
that.
Know there are Airbnbs that are tents. You can actually rent the tent.
I don't want a tent.
I'm just letting you know that.
And I don't want a mobile home trailer either.
It's not a mobile home trailer. You're like trying to make this difficult, but I'm like, okay, I can deal with
all
this.
That's fine. No tent.
You know,
no
my idea of camping is actually the holiday is like the Holiday Inn or something like
no
that
tiki,
or Marriott.
None of that.
No. But I do like the.
She says I'm warm.
Yes.
And yet. Good for her.
I am saying this year the plan is for the summer is actually to get the to get a teardrop or multiple rooftop tents, and we're going to go camping for a family. You know that, right?
Yes.
And we will do that.
Yeah.
So we need to do that, and I do want to go to Yellowstone to do this.
Right.
That'd be a lot of fun. And I could say I'm going to say we'll camp, but we'll also stay at some of their lodges there too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll camp like a couple nights, and we'll do a lodge for a night, then camp a couple more nights and do a lodge, that type of thing, just so we can have the best of both worlds.
Right.
Because I know there are some areas that are more prone to have bears.
Well, I will sleep in my car.
And the prone areas that are prone to bears, those areas will actually stay in the lodges.
Yeah.
Versus in the tent, because you don't want to have be a taco shell or a burrito for a bear, right?
No.
Shannon has this irrational fear that a bear is going to come out of the blue and just eat all our whole family because we're in a tent or something.
I even have anxiety while hiking.
Just even thinking about it, she just
seriously
heart
every,
starts
every little
racing.
Every little like sound hiking. I'm like, what the heck was that?
Well, like that time
I thought
that's
there was
a bear.
And
it's
it was
a moose.
Logan and I both thought it was a bear.
And I said, no, it's not. You, before I could even say, no, it's not, you were almost a half mile down the trail. You know that, right? Like, it's not. I ain't sticking around. I ain't going to get eat up by no bear.
I left my 8-year-old behind.
Like,
see ya.
The whole goal, if a bear's around, you just got the bad part is you just got to be the fastest. The slowest is going to get eaten. That's just reality.
Mm.
No, but I mean, it's a crazy weekend. But you know, I
would trip you so my kids could get away.
Really?
Yeah.
You trip me so the kids could get away.
Yeah.
You would have me go without a husband just for the... So or how about we all just grab each other and run, and I'll throw things at the bear and shoot them. Because usually when we do go hiking, I am carrying a gun.
Yeah.
So that does happen. Trip you so your kids can get away. Your kids would be there to help me. You know that, right?
I actually think they'd run.
No, but I think they'd stop and help. I think they would be very good people. So anyway, so all right, so that this week's trying, I would say the hard part of being a parent this week was patience.
Yeah.
Because your patience was definitely tested.
It was tested and it ran out. I crawled in the back seat over two kids.
I'm not putting that in the vlog. I should. I got a good video of it. I should make a caption of this. Climb over two seats to threaten children. We will pull over and you will get a spanking. No. Okay. So, but I want to talk about what else happened this week. So Shannon and I, she had a doctor appointment that did not get fulfilled because they messed up the scheduling.
That was frustrating.
Yes, it was, and I came up with a good business idea because that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I want to talk about us going to the Humane Society. Your head's down. Why is your head down?
Nothing.
Your back hurt?
A little bit.
You need to take your medicine.
I do.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about going to the Humane Society.
Somebody in Salt Lake better go adopt this cat.
I've been getting threats.
I ugly cried.
So, if you guys haven't seen, there's an eHarmony video of a woman. I don't know if it's a real video, but
I think it's a Tinder.
Tinder. You don't make videos. Something. No, don't ask me how I know because I don't really know. But
I'm gonna go look you up now.
Please do. That'd be amazing. You find me on there. That would be awesome. loves pina coladas. Slow dancing in the rain. No, so, but we went to the Humane Society, walked around looking at the animals, looking at the cats, see what's all there, see what dogs are there, just because we were wasting time. And we go into this room, and there's a cat, black cat in there, and Shannon looks at the cat, and the cat comes out and jumps in her lap. Not only the cat jump in her lap, but it climbs up and puts its arms, paws, whatever you want to call it, around her neck, and hugs her.
He hugged me.
He loved you.
And he like did that little chirping in my ear.
Yeah, that's how they chirped.
Oh my gosh! Burp, burp, burp.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, you're so cute.
Then he laid down, rolled over, and they pulled your hand over to his belly and like rubbed my belly.
Yeah, and then he's like purring so loud, just so incredibly loud. And then I was like, oh, you're so cute. And I walked down. I'm halfway down the hair.
You stop and turn around.
I was like, oh, I gotta go see him again. I walk back in there. He hops back in my lap, lays completely down, and is just like purring all over me. And I seriously got a lump in my throat.
We leave the room.
And I'm ugly crying.
I'm like, are you crying? No. I'm like, you're totally that girl from that video.
Totally relate.
I just love cats.
I want that cat so bad. Oh my gosh. I love cats. I want that cat. He's so lonely. He just wants attention.
And then you realized also that you will be that crazy cat lady.
I really will. It's okay.
If something happens to me, you will become a crazy cat lady.
It is totally okay. We're talking
maybe a couple hundred cats. You'll be that woman in Russia that you walk in the room with the bag of cat food, shakes it, all the cats go crazy.
No. Three at least. Three or four.
Three.
Yep.
Maybe five. Okay. No. That sixth one, you just never know. Gonna have
no
to have
more
a
than four.
No more than four. That's a lot of cats.
It's okay.
So this is why I have to go before you.
I never had cats when I was growing up, so I, want to
Are you
know.
Tearing up now?
No.
Oh,
my back
like,
hurts.
Okay.
But I really want to.
You always had
cat.
Dogs growing up, though.
Always had dogs.
And all,
constantly.
Dumb dogs.
No. I loved my dogs.
I know you loved your dogs. So, anyway, so it has been a very frustrating and emotional week for you.
Yep.
Between cats.
I want that cat.
I just love cats. There's your whiskers. It's just the way they smile. I just love cats.
You're an idiot.
Really? I'm an
On
idiot?
On my day off this week, I'm going to go visit that cat.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, he's going to be gone.
I hope
Someone
so.
Someone will have adopted him.
Well, I'm going to go visit just to make sure. And if not, I'm going to take a picture of it.
His name was Max, by the way.
I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to post it on Facebook just so somebody
can go adopt it.
Yes.
Super lovable cat. You have
Seriously,
to go get him.
That's what I'm going to do.
So if you hear this podcast and you're in the Salt Lake area, go to
Go adopt Max.
I believe his name is Max, and he's black. He's cute and
oh
he loves
gosh,
people.
He is so cute. I want him.
He's an older cat because he does have some gray on him. Some hair, black hairs are going gray.
I want him.
Yeah.
Not he should be mine.
But he can't be yours. That's the problem. Anyway. What do you guys seek? What are some things that frustrate you about raising kids? Because I know it does. I mean, raising kids is very, very difficult, and it's not the easiest thing to ever do. But we do it because we love our kids, and even though they frustrate the snot out of us, we still love them, and we'll continue to do it no matter what. Even till the end of our life, we'll still do it, correct? My mom still tries to raise us, even now. She doesn't go overboard, and she doesn't give advice unless we ask for advice. But yes. We will still love our children no matter what. Correct?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, tell us what you guys think. We will talk to you later on. You're not going to say bye.
Bye.
Okay. Do. 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 Do